Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Parents, are you familiar with this scene? Your children ask to go out and play, so you ask them, "Have you done all your chores?" And they're off in a flash. 2 minutes later, they're back asking, "Can I play now?" So you go to investigate their obedience. And what do you find? The bedspread is covering the mattress, but the sheets underneath leave impressions that make the bed look like a relief map of the Rocky Mountain Range. There are no clothes on the floor, but socks and shirt sleeves hang out of the dresser drawers. And you know better than to try and open that closet. What has your child given you? Partial obedience. That's the point the Apostle James is driving home in the second chapter of his letter, starting in verse 8. He writes, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. For he who said, 'Do not commit adultery,' also said, 'Do not murder.' If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law." Now, James began this chapter warning us not to show partiality or favoritism while holding the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. James thinks we might be tempted to say that being partial to some folks is pretty trivial. James, I mean, is partiality really that bad? Isn't it human nature to favor folks who are like us or can do us good? Did you notice that James calls the law of neighbor love the royal law? Why does James call it the royal law? Well, remember, James declared Jesus to be the Lord of glory in verse 1. Jesus is the royal Lord who fulfilled this law. Jesus was fully God, which means he was not like us created beings, which also meant there is nothing we could do for Jesus because he needed nothing. Yet Jesus left glory to become our neighbor by taking on our flesh, and he laid down his life to save us. So if we are followers of our Lord, we are to live like he did in seeking to fulfill the royal law, the law of love. Of course, we fail at this. James is being ironic when he suggests we might be doing well. We are all convicted as transgressors, as those who have failed at law keeping. Well, you might be tempted to say, "But isn't my partial obedience better than nothing?" Kind of like our kids say when we point at the socks that are hanging out of the drawer. James says, "No, brother, no, sister. We cannot be content with partial obedience. If you fail in one point, you failed at the whole. God is not weighing your obedience against your disobedience, and if your obedience happens to be greater, then you're all good." That's why James quotes the 6th and 7th commandments regarding adultery and murder. If you obey one but fail at the other, your partial obedience makes no difference. You see, for James, the law is like a glass mirror, a flawless whole, and one failure is like a brick being tossed at this mirror. One sin destroys the whole. Or it's like going to a doctor exam, and you hear you have a healthy heart, you have lungs of an 18-year-old, you have good kidneys, a great liver, but then the doctor shakes his head and tells you that your pancreas is failing. It is a fatal condition. You need every one of these organs to live. One bad organ, you die. With this sobering picture, James then gives us encouragement built upon the gospel in verses 12 and 13. "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." James reminds us to speak and act, to be doers of the word who will be judged under the law of liberty. Remember, James told us the Father has given us new life through his word of truth, James 1:18. The law provides us a picture of God's nature, and God has set us free so we are no longer slaves to sin. So when we obey the law, we're acting like we are supposed to with our new nature, like his children. To live as God created us to be is aligned with our true nature. This is liberty. So in the case of partiality, if we fail to imitate God, who showed mercy to the poor and needy, to us? One should wonder, how can we claim to be his children when we don't do the same? If we want the mercy of God, of course, we must be merciful to others. If we become judges with evil thoughts that James mentioned back in verse 4, then we will face judgment. But James concludes with a gospel clip that he'll develop in chapter 4, Mercy Triumphs Over Judgment. James is speaking to those who are looking to the Lord Jesus for mercy. When we see our sin rightly as treason against our Lord, then we repent. We turn away from what is transgressing God's law. And at the same time, we look to our Lord Jesus as he's shown to us in the gospel. We fail, but by faith in Christ and his redeeming work on the cross, God's mercy triumphs over the judgment that we all deserve. My friend, the final word is grace for all who turn and believe. Remember who you are and who you belong to.